Okay.
Tonight we're going to discuss the Chiyuv of Pesukei Dezimra, which is, this was the first time actually that Uri, that he sent the email out, and I actually got responses from people who I didn't know, saying, can you just give me a brief synopsis? Can we miss the first 15 minutes of Davidus? So I responded to each and every one of them. One of them was a woman, and I said, you have to come to find out. Apparently, it wasn't important enough. They assume that if I'm giving a shiur in the shul, Mamela, I'm going to speak about the chiyuv of why you have to. But the truth is that it's not so cut and dry. And that's what we'll discuss. We really want to discuss, and this is my usual, Ori can attest to this, when Ori asked me on Monday, can you please give me the topic of your shiur? I said, I play tomorrow morning. So when I was doing the research for it, of discussing what would be interesting, I thought in my mind, I have no idea why we say Pesukei Dezimra in the morning. I had some idea, but I certainly had no idea why we say Baruch Sheamar, we say a bracha, and Yishtabach, we say a bracha. This is like a sandwich together, was what we call Pesukei Dezimra. And what's quite interesting to understand tonight is what's the chiyuv of the bracha, to say a bracha. It's not just, as we know, we aren't just misakin a bracha. And clearly this is not something that is very, very clear in halacha. We're going to see where the bracha came from, but certainly in the Gemara, we'll investigate what exactly is going on. So first of all, I just want to give an introduction to this new topic that we're going to be discussing called Pesukei Dezimra. And as the Shulchan Aruch calls it, on the page 156, which is the back of the first page, is Dinei Tfila Min Baruch Sheamar Ad Yishtabach. So, just so we read the first halacha, Oymrim Baruch Sheamar Koden Pesukei Dezimra V'Yishtabach L'Acharehem. Certainly, Paskin is the halacha, we certainly say Baruch Sheamar, and we also say V'Yishtabach. As we know, there are different minhagim, there are different customs as to what we say before Baruch Sheamar. We say Mizmor Shir before Baruch Sheamar, which actually Rav Schwab writes in the Sefer was not the minhag of the Germans originally to say, because Mizmor Shir was added on later on. And furthermore, we know that the Nusach Svard and the Svardim say Hodu first. And there's some interesting nafkaminas as to it. If in fact Baruch Sheamar is the section where we're going to be praising Hashem and we start with a bracha, so maybe that should include in it, us B'nai Ashkenaz would say, it has to include it in Hodu. You can't say anything before. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that the Rav held the potential problem with saying Mizmor Shir before. Because why would we be starting saying praise before praise? Meaning we're starting with Baruch Sheamar, we're starting with a very specific bracha, right? In fact, there are those people who say before Baruch Sheamar, Arayim Mizamnes Pila, Hodos Ahalu, Vary Shechas Bari, that you're really, as if you're doing a mitzvah before, and it probably might even be a mitzvah. You're saying it before, and then what are you saying Mizmor Shir for? Then Mizmor Shir should be in that part. So that's one of the ideas. And what I really want to explain is, what is Pesukei Dezimra? So Rav Schwab beautifully explains in his Shiurim on Tefillah, he compares Pesukei Dezimra to the Beit HaMikdash. And in the times of the first and the second Beit HaMikdash, we're told there was something called the Ulam. It was called an entranceway. And this entrance room, which was quite a large room, in fact as big as the Heichal itself, was the entrance into the Heichal Mizbeach. And this was the place where the Kohen would prepare himself before he was actually going to go into the Heichal, and before he was going to do the Avodas Beis HaMikdash. The Heichal is quoted both in Malachim, in the first Beis HaMikdash, that there was a Ulam, and in Maseches Midos, that the second Beis HaMikdash had Ulam. This was something that was unique to the first and second Beis HaMikdash, which wasn't in the Mishkan. So he says it's very similar to what we are doing. Before we approach Hashem in what the penultimate time is Tefillah, what we call Tefillah, but it's really referring to Shemon Esrei, we need to start in the Ulam. We need to start first with praising Hashem. And really, as we'll see, as the question has always become, why do we need to say Pesukei Dezimra? Do you really think God needs the Pesukei Dezimra? Does He really need it? And we'll see, clearly it's not that God needs it, it's that we need it. And this prepares ourselves for what's going to be called, what's going to be Shemon Esrei. So he explains as follows. He says you see a recurring theme, this is Rav Schwab speaking, in these Pesukei Dezimra. You see two things. The word Shira is repeated many times. And the word zmira is repeated many times. Obviously, zmira, psuke de zmira. So the word shira, he says, what does shira mean? So a lot of people think, if you think about it, what it means, he says, it means the same thing. Song, zmira, song. So he says, you have to go back to the original, what the root of the word is. So shira comes from shir, which is really connection. For example, the Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Namo from the days, the chol bali hashir, yosim bishir. The Gemara in Shabbos says about, as far as an Erov, if you have an animal that is on a shear, on a leash, meaning that it has a connection, so they're allowed to leave with that connection. It's intricate halachas of Shabbos. It's also brought down in Bereishis of the Pasuk. Fine. So shear is through the song, through songs, we're trying to connect to Hashem. And that's really what shear means. Zmira comes from zamar, which really means to cut or to prune, which appears to be the opposite of a connection. For example, a more famous pasuk in Vayikra, Bekamercha, right? What do we say? Bekamercha, we say, lo tizamer, that you should not cut, you should not prune it. Refers to war, about cutting away the enemy. So, Rav Schwab explains that this is speaking about cutting away what we need to cut away before we could lefaneg lefnei Hashem, before we can delight ourselves in front of Hashem. And clearly they're speaking about the bad things in our lives, the averus that we do. But even though man strives at all times to reach the highest point, the ein olam haba, to reach the highest point in front of Hashem, unfortunately, there are obstacles through the derech, and therefore, unfortunately, the person commits sins, and then this is the way that we're going to cut it away. And that's actually why the word is pesukei de zimra, not pesukei de shira. Because that clearly is the fundamental point of pesukei de zimra. We need to ready ourselves in this, to be in this me'ein olam haba state, so that we can then go to a shira state where we're connecting ourselves to Hashem. And in fact, that's why, quite interestingly, which we'll get into later shirim, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman and Gimel, paskins, that you're not allowed to speak between yishtabach. He says you can't speak between Baruch Shamar and yishtabach. And if you speak between yishtabach and Yosei Or, it says is a vera great enough to exempt you from serving in the army. That's better than the Veyronism. In those days, to not serve in the army of Hashem, so that was seen as a very serious thing, and the only certain Averos that you were kicked out of the army for. And therefore, he says, that's exactly what we said before. You're cutting yourself off. If you commit too many Averos, you're pruning yourself from Hashem. You can't approach Hashem. So, I think that this can be related to what's quite interestingly, the actual pasuk on the next page. So if we look in the, on the, let's first, excuse me for a moment, just so we have, at least we read the first halacha. So the halacha nun aleph says, Omrim baruch she'amar kodim psuke de zimra, v'yishtabach l'achareah. Really what he's passing is that we say a bracha before and a bracha after. So let's look in the Mishnah Berurah, baruch she'amar and aleph. Shevach zeh, tiknu anshe kineset hakadolah. Right, so he explains why exactly baruch she'amar is a very unique a tefillah, which in itself is very difficult. Rav Schwab says that it's a difficult time to explain exactly what is going on with this glorious tefillah of Baruch Shamar, and it's so unique in that it's not like the tefillah, which it should normally start off with the Baruch of Baruch Shamar is all the way in the middle. So first we start with Shir of Shibachos, and then we say later on. It has Pet Zayin Tevos, Rosh Kesem Paz. This is something that's not typical of the Mishnah Berurah to quote. Rosh Lamar, Rosh HaTzefilah, Hu Bracha Shel Paz Tevos. Al-Kain, Ein L'Goreav, Al-Yisim, Al-Pez Tevos. You have to say, we'll see how important it is to specifically say, Baruch She'amar, Menachem Amar Mu'umar, Bechlil B'Yichidi. And then we know that the halacha is, the Mishnah Berurah passes, V'Ochso She'i Tzitzios, Shelefanov, there's a custom to take your two tzitzis, V'daf your two tzitzir, V'shas Omriyos, Baruch She'amar, L'Acha Gomer, Baruch She'amar, you kiss them and you say, we say Melchu Labatish Bachos, and he just says what should be said exactly, Besegol Bechir. So, what's interesting is that, as we said, and now you can turn to the other side, is that what is exactly the source of Baruch Shamar? And that's what we want to discuss. Certainly, even more so, what's the source of Pesukei de Zimra, and does it chayav a person to make a bracha? And this will become to Halacha L'maisa question. Thankfully, we have a woman here tonight. I think a very important halacha l'maisa question, and that will be, are women chayav to say psukei de zimra, number one? Because we'll see there's a different level of women. And number two, Are they allowed to say Pesuk and Zimu with a bracha? Because if we're going to say this is just a minhag that we establish and really you don't have to say it, so then how strict are we going to be? Are we going to say that women should say it even though they're not chayef to say it? We're going to discuss that later on in certainly a halacha l'maisa statement. Furthermore, halacha l'maisa, what if I'm running late? Do I really have to say it? What if, rachman al-aslan, it shouldn't happen to anybody, you walk in and they're already saying Shmoneh Esrei. So then I start with Shmoneh Esrei. What do we do? What's important here? So let's look at the first source. The first source is the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Lamed Beis. This is on the side. It says Chiyuv Shal Pesuk Ede Zimra. Dorish Rebbe Simlai Li Olam Yisader Adam Shavocho Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu Vi'ach Parchis Pala. That a person should first Yisader. He should organize his Shavach, his praise to Hashem, Vi'ach Parchis Pala. And there, afterwards, he should pray. Yispala referring specifically to the Tefillah that we call Shemoneh Esrei. Minolon, Mashmah, so how do we know this is true? So he quotes the Pasuk in Ve'eschanan. So the Pasuk in Ve'eschanan says as follows. So this is Moshe's last request to Hashem. He wants to get into Eretz Yisrael. Ve'eschanan el Hashem, be'eitz lakimei mor. So what is the, and this, many derive from this, this is the way he's supposed to daven. This is where we see from the Torah. How did Moshe set up his tefillah? So he says, Hashem Elokim ata, Ata hochil sa laharos es avadecha es gedulas yadecha hachazaka shemi el bashamayim v'aretz asheyasa kemasecha gvuratecha. So what does he say? I implore you, Hashem. Hashem Elokim. Hashem Elokim referring to the Hashem of judgments. You show your avadecha, you show your servants your greatness and your strong hand, your power to the heaven. Right? So basically what is he doing? Pesuk Ede Zimra. He's starting off by giving shevach to Hashem. Right? And then he says, let me into Eretz Yisrael. So first he says, which appears has nothing to do with the pasuk. He says to Hashem, by the way, I want to remind you, es gedulecha, hachazaka, mi'el b'shamayim b'aretz, says nobody like you. And then he makes the request. So the misinterpretation of this pasuk is that this is what we do in our daily life. You want to really get something. When you're a little kid, you want to get something to your parents. What do? You button them up first. You say, oh, that's a nice sweater you're wearing, by the way. Oh, and can I take the car out tonight? This is certainly not the appropriate approach to what our tefillah is. Clearly we know that we don't have to butter up Hashem. And exactly on this pasuk, as we explained before, according to what Shrab is saying, there's a beautiful interpretation of that Rav Kook gives on this pasuk. He says that this Ve'eschanan el Hashem is, as we explained before, the example of the way a person should daven during the day. And he says, well, why is it, not by mistake, that all of our tefillos, again, all of our tefillos, start with Shevach L'Hashem? So we know that Pesuk Ede Zimra is a little bit longer of Shevach L'Hashem, but even when we say Mincha in the Mincha, what do we say before Mincha? Ashrei. And in fact, it's a chiyuv. That if you come in and there aren't Shemoneh Esrei, you need to say Ashrei. Why? You have to start with Shevach. So too, that even by Arvis, we have a much shorter version, which is V'hu Rachum Nichater Avon. Again, it's still a Shevach. And in fact, the Nusach Svard say, they say a Shir HaMalas, they say a Perek and Tehillim before even. What's the reason? He says that when a person says specifically Ashrei, which we'll see again is also the highest level of Pesuk Ede Zimra, and a person realizes, for example, Soymech Hashem L'chol HaNoflim, that Hashem is the one that lifts up those that are destitute. But even if you believe in the pasuk of Ashrei is what? Poseach es yodecha. What is a person doing, Rav Kook says? A person is doing tshuva. That even on the lowest level, if he is affirming Ashrei Yoshei Deitecha, he is affirming to himself that Hashem is poseach es yodecha mazbil lechol ha'ratzon. How can I approach Hashem with aveiros? How can I approach Hashem in the state of doing aveiros? So therefore, Dezimra, Pesuk Ede Zimra, I have to cut off all other bad connections that I have to Hashem to do the Shira. And therefore, that is why Rav Kook says, we have to start with Asher, we have to start with Pesuk Ede Zimra. It's not to butter up the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's really to butter us up, for us to realize that we need to do a form of tshuva. And therefore, just parenthetically, that's why, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, the famous Gemara in Kedushin, a person is Mekadosh a woman, Amanashu Tzadik, right? He's Mekadosh in different ways. It doesn't have to be the lavish $30,000 wedding, $50,000 wedding, the ring, this and that. There's different ways to become Mekadosh a woman. One way is that he says, I'm going to marry you, Amanashu, and I'm a Tzadik. And it turns out, the guy's not a Tzadik. The guy's posted to a Russia. So what happens? What's the halacha? The halacha is, she's married. How come she married if he's a Russian? Mikudeshet, how can it be? The answer is that Shema Yahar B'tshuva, that maybe when he was saying that, he said, you know what? Now I'm really going to be a good Jew. I'm going to get married. I'm going to start my life over. Right? As we said last week, going back to last week's shiur, that we said about the New Year's resolutions, Lahavdil. That and this is the form of tshuva, is that we make resolutions with ourselves before Rosh Hashanah. This is truly what we should do. And we should say, and every day we should make a resolution. We're not to call it a New Year's resolution. A resolution, I'm going to try to be better today. That's what Ashrei is saying. That can you imagine 3 times a day, we're coming before Hashem, and that's what we're saying. And a person should realize that. He's saying, I'm going to be better today. I've done something wrong. I realize Poseach Zadeka. How can I do a Averus? If you're providing for me all the food on my table, I can't approach you and ask for things if I'm not in the state. This is a very important part. However, what we do see from the Gemara in Brachos is that a person should yisar the shavach v'shal kadosh baruch hu, but it doesn't bring a chiyuv that a person has to. And in fact, in number 2, the Gemara in Shabbos says as follows. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi goes around in this Gemara in Shabbos and he says, I wish I had a chelik in those that, for example, the one before that is those that ate shal shudas on Shabbos, that had all the 3 sudas, right? Especially now, it's so difficult when you go to a meal, Rachman al-Son, if you're invited out, so what happens? I don't know, the minhag nowadays. The minhag is you have to have the meal until, you know, right before mincha. So there's a big problem. So what do you do about having shal shudas? So you go to hashkama. I've heard about the hashkama. You know, it's dark outside when the hashkama. I'm familiar with that. It's my halacha, basically. I don't try to go to shul until it's light outside. I don't try to get up until it's light outside. So what shal shudas becomes very, very difficult. And that is a choke. And therefore, he says, so I hope my chelik will be shal shudas. What's the next one? Amar Rabbi Yossi. Oh, I wish. Hi, chelki. Migomri halal. I wish that I was one who was a gomer halal b'chol yom, that I could say halal every day. That was the only one they had a problem with. The Amr Mar says, akar halal b'chol yom. If you say halal every day, harezeh, mecharef v'gadeh, he says, a person is making a joke out of it. He's desecrating Hashem's name. Kika amrin v'sukin zimma. So he must be talking about another halal, another part of Tehillim, called v'sukin zimma. So this is an interesting point. We're going to bring later on the Rabbeinu Yonah, who actually explains this, which I didn't quote, and he explains what exactly is going on. What's so bad if he said halal every day? And he gives different reasons for it. Certainly one of them being that halal is a very specific tefillah that is said in certain times. In times of sorrow, when Hashem gave us the Yeshua. So we don't believe that even though Hashem performs Nisan B'chol Yom, that every day requires Halal. And for a person to say it, how haughty is a person to say every day Halal? So clearly he must be talking about Pesukei Dezimra. But what's interesting that's quoted is that even though he's saying Pesukei Dezimra, it appears that this is something that's a personal thing, that it's certain. I wish I was one of those people who said Pesukei Dezimra. Not everybody says it. It's not a chiyuv to say Pesukei Dezimra, right? There's other people, quote Rabbi Yossi about Shal Shudas. So it must not be a chiyuv to Shal Shudas. Maybe you could just have crackers. Maybe you could just learn Divrei Torah. So people say also here that there's no halacha that I should say Pesukei Dezimra. Certainly we don't see one quote yet of saying a bracha on it. How can you say a bracha? Where does that come from? Furthermore, the Tosfos says in brachos, just to understand what Pesukei Dezimra is. So the Gemara, there's a Tosfos and Brachos on Daf Lamed Aleph, discussing a different inyan, says that a person, when he davens, should not daven b'toch kalas ros, the schok. It's not a joking matter. A person shouldn't walk in improperly dressed. Elam b'toch kovid rosh, the simcha, shel mitzvah, zun mitzvah, kigon, she'osek b'torah, lachein, nagu lomar, pesuke de zimra, the ashrei kodim tzvila. So therefore, we say pesuke de zimra and ashrei before we say shemon esrei to put us in the right state, to prepare ourselves. But again, even Tosfos doesn't go as far as to say, and therefore it's a chiyuv. And by the way, we only see, what's Pesukei Dezimra? What about Baruch Shamar? What's going on here? So the two people that bring this as a more of a halacha, the Rabbeinu Yonah brings this on his commentary on the Gemara and Brachos, and the Rush brings this. And you can see the Rabbeinu Yonah in number 4, what he has to say about what's going on here, and I think this will lead into our halacha l'maisa part. V'tiknu Rabbanan Nema Bracha, Mekayma Bracha Mitvars Srayu, that the Rabbanan were mistaken a bracha to be said before and after we have this portion of Pesukei Dezimra. the Kotzav of Amram Gaon, Shem Nichlas Adam Lebes Knesses, the Rosh Hitkil Lomar, Kol Pesukidim, Shelo Yachol Lahashlim Lisfala Lematzibur. A very common occurrence. What if he comes in? What if he even comes in on time? And he just notices he's not going to be able to say all the Pesukidim Zimra. So what happens? So the halacha is, Shiyomer Baruch Shamar, he should say Baruch Shamar, i.e. the bracha, Umizmarim Shel Tehila LeDavid, i.e. Ashrei, Bilvad B'chosim Bo Baruch Yishtabach. That is the most important part. Baruch Shamar, Ashrei Yishtabach. We all have heard this many times probably. This is not a, what ideally what a person should do. Davening is not Baruch Shamar. I actually saw, my parents once got it at Bat Mitzvah. It's called Sidur Shel Bas Yisrael. And unfortunately, the Sidur of Bas Yisrael, that's what it has in it. It has it in the morning, a few brachos, the brachos HaTorah Memela, and then it has Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, Yishtabach, Shema, you know, the regular thing, and then it has Shmon Esrei, and then it has Aleinu. That's it. They should put something in it that says this is a person who Shachat Chak, I don't think this is, we'll see, specifically speaking about women, I don't think this is even L'chachila for women to do. If they can make a bracha. We'll see. Umizmarim shel tilu David. Okay, so then he said, Sha'af al pi, Sha'agonim tiknu lomar, Metilu David akol neshama, Kevin she'ikr hatakana nira, Shelo haisa elam ipne hamizmar shel tilu David. Really, that is the most important thing, is to say Ashrei. Sha'arei einu royim, Shitol kriyas oso hamizmarim bilvad, Omro, right, we said that, maybe we'll see this later on, the person who says Ashrei three times a day is muftach lo bein olam haba, that he's, if you could say with kol kavon also, he's a bein olam haba. There's certain things the Gemara writes, you just do this, you say yimein hei shema rabba, the kol kocho, right, you get into olam haba. It doesn't say what chelik of olam haba you get, but it says you get into olam haba. Di lo bezeh ha-mizmor today, she amar kriyashma, the atfilim atzibur, the od amar harav, nuro b'shem rabbi sov, she'im nichnas b'sha, she'medchel achazin yotzer, he comes really, really late, v'lo haya yochol lomar atfilu ze ha-mizmor bilvad, she'yachol kriyashma b'rchasev, yispalim atzibur, v'achgach yikre pesuke de zimra, im ha-brachos, she'lefaneyem, u'lachreyem, yotzer tov shu yispalel, im atzibur, So the question is a very important question. The question is, what happens in that crazy case where you think davening started at 7:15, if you have to go to a minyan like that, and you think it started at 7:15, so you come on time at 7:14, and they started at 7, you didn't know. So now they're on Yotzer, and you don't live in a community such as ours, this is the only minyan, you can't go anywhere else, you have to go, whatever. So what do you do? So the question becomes, should you join them at Yotzei or should you have to say Pesukei Zimra? And I think this is very halakha l'maaseh, because this defines what Pesukei Zimra is. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, he says it's more important to say the Yotzei or part, meaning all of, from Baruch Hu and on, and say, and then after davening, you'll say Pesukei Zimra. This becomes a tremendous question. Because he's just posking that this is something that was Masakin Rav Amram Gaon early on from the Rishonim, that this is a bracha that a person has to make. So if the bracha is going on, Pesukei Dezimra, is going on saying Shevach Hashem, how can you say it afterwards? How does that help you to say it afterwards? How is that preparing myself for Shemon Esrei? And it appears here that he says that you should read, and this is the important point, you should underline it, Achach Yikra Pesukei Dezimra Im HaBrachos Shilufaneim Lachareyim Shiyoset Tohu Sheyispalim Matzibra, right? Because it's going to be more important, God's going to accept your tefillos when you do it with a tzibra. We mentioned before about saying Shema and Berchoseh, but certainly with the tzibur, it's even more important. So, this is certainly somewhat of a chiddush to say this. I would think, conceptually, that Pesukei Zimra was brought as a preparation. So I think we had said before, when we discussed about Korbanos, so we had brought different Ksak Halacha. So we said that Rav Schechter said, when it comes to a person is late, so he can either say Pesukei Zimra, or he could say Korbanos, so Korbanos is even more important, because Korbanos needs to prepare us for Pesukei Zimra. We have to remember, what are we missing here? Why do we have to say Pesukei Zimra? We have no Korbanos nowadays. So this is an integral part of understanding, really, what Pesukei Zimra is. Again, I would conceptually think that it's more important for me to say Pesukei Zimra, because I need to some way ready myself for tefillah. So some would argue that by saying the brichos of Kriya Shema, clearly, as you could understand, Abba Rabba, any of those things, do prepare ourselves. We do say Shevach Vodah LaHashem in that, right? And even if you only start with Micha Mocha, we say Micha Mocha Be'elim Hashem, I mean, that's certainly the point. So clearly, one could argue that. But it appears that somewhat there's a degradation by the Rabbeinu Yonah of saying Pesukim Yisrael is not necessarily only for tefillah. It's something that you should say. And this, of course, becomes halacha l'maisa of what a person should do. If a person is late, should he, quote-unquote, penalize himself after davening and say, okay, I have to say. I have to stay and say Pesukim Yisrael. I don't want to miss a bracha. Or do you say, I missed it. That's it. That was my chance. There's no, I could say. You could say Tehillim all day. But is this Betorah Tehillim? This is an important point again, because it's like, if I could just bring the example of something that I'm sure we'll get a chance to speak about later on, is Hallel. So we know Hallel is something, as we saw before, about not just saying Hallel every day, something that's very unique. That Hallel is something that you only say certain times of the year. So the big debate, as we know, which is a debate that certainly has nothing to do with anything else other than Halacha, is what should you do on Yom HaAtzmaut? Should you say Hallel with a bracha, without a bracha, no Hallel, Tachanun, okay. So this halachic debate, and again, it's only a halachic debate, is if somebody would say that, you know what, we're just saying, it's just, don't worry about it, because anyway, you're just saying psukim of Tehillim, and that's allowed. But we don't say that. Tehillim that's brought at a certain place is not just Tehillim. I still remember many, many years ago, we used to have when I lived in the Five Towns, so they had every year on Erev Yom HaAtzmaut. So they used to have a big gathering when the Five Towns was much more Zionistic. Other enclaves have moved in. And they used to have a humongous gathering of people if I'm not mistaken, they said Hallel night. And they did all these things, L'chadodi, so on and so forth. So they had this great Zionist rav that came up and spoke. And I wasn't very old, but I remember this. I'm talking like those people who said, I remember the Yurtzeit here of the rav. I was only 3 years old, but I remember he said. But I remember that this person said, what's the big deal? Why is all these people fighting? Why are they saying you can't say it? So even if you say Hallel without a bracha, what's the big deal? It's just saying, you're just saying anyway Tehillim. You're allowed to say Tehillim. Why are people so bothered by it? And even then it struck me, if you're going to say it, it's only Tehillim, then you might as well say it after davening. What's the point? The whole point of it's very special, first of all, to interrupt your space between after Shemoneh Esrei, and whether you say Tafel or not, but interrupting that space to Ashrei, interrupting the Kaddish there, you're saying Hallel. That's all that it is. And there are times you say Hallel without a bracha. There's nothing to do with saying it with a bracha without a bracha. The Gemara Pesachim says there are certain times you say Hallel with a bracha. We're not accustomed to it. Svaradim all the time say Hallel without a bracha. On Rosh Chodesh they say it without a bracha. So that's not the problem. But to say Pesuk in Zimra, for example, it's just Tehillim. So you can say Tehillim whenever you want. It's not just Tehillim. It's very specific to him. It's very, it was put there specifically, this is what you should say, this is when you should say it. So that shouldn't be a misconception. A person shouldn't think, well, I could just say Tehillim after davening. I'll just say some others. I'll say Shir Malti Imam Akim. It's different. So this, in a tshuva, in number 6, the Sheil Tshuva Zichavadas asked, actually his question is really one of our Halacha L'maisa questions. He asked, are women chayv in Pesukei Zimra? So he says, though, before we discuss whether or not women are chayiv to say Pesuk in Zimra, so see, is not just a discussion, it's really a halacha. He quotes, who would say, he goes, where does this quote-unquote minhag come from? Is it a minhag? Is it a halacha? So he starts off by saying that there's a Sheil Teshuvas Heshiv Dover, which was written by Rav Moshe Teitelbaum, who is not the Satmar Rebbe. He written a few hundred years before the Satmar Rebbe was even alive. And he says as follows. He says that Shevazman HaTalmud Lo Pashat HaMinhag Lomar Pesukim that Pesukim is Zimra. Right? Lipnei Shachos She'enim Chova. That in the time of the Gemara, as we just said before, there's no source here for Pesukim is Zimra. It wasn't a Chova. It was a nice thing people said. They wanted to say something to Hillel. It wasn't until later on that there was a Chova that was made. And this, Rav Avadi Yosef quotes, what was the Chova? The Chova was the Machzavitri, Rav Nutrigon, this is the early Sefer HaEshkol, the Orchaz HaChaim, the Rambam. We didn't see the Rambam, so we just looked at the Rambam on number 5. The Rambam says on number 5 as follows. V'shevachu chachamim limi shekarei zmiros misefer tehillim b'chol yom v'yom mitchila ledor ad sofa sefer v'kvar nagu likrois pesukim lefanem achareyam v'tiknu bracha lefnei hazmiros v'hi baruch shamar bracha achareyam v'hu yishtabach. Fine. So he passes the halacha. This is the halacha passing in the Rabbam. No dispute really with it. That we say these brachas and we say these mizmorim, shel tehillim. So clearly this has become the halacha. What's important to understand is that this is not just a minhag. If it was just a minhag, then we could start to ask a question about whether or not we should even say a bracha on a minhag. This is a dispute which is coming on the dovetails of Chanukah. So Chanukah is a big question about saying a bracha on a minhag, right? There's a famous Rabbi Kivi Eger, Rav Frank, who discusses this about when you make the bracha of l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah. So he says like this: what happens in a case that you forgot to make the bracha l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah, right? And it's the fifth night of Chanukah. So your whole family's there, and you light the thing, and you're all excited, and you light the first candle, and now you're about to light the second candle, and your wife says, "Hey," whatever she calls you, she says, "Honey, you forgot to light the second, what, you didn't make a bracha. Hey, can you make a bracha?" Why should I say you shouldn't make a bracha? Because the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Ner Yishuveta, one light. How can I make a bracha on the second light? That's only a minhag, mahadrin and a mahadrin. So Rav Akiva Eger goes through the whole thing of why we do make brachas on minhagim and it should be okay, okay. But even if you say that this is a chova that we've taken upon ourselves, the, Yechav Adas has a problem with it. Look what he says in source number 6. U'vetur b'shulchan aruch shebizman tefila shacharis ad arba shos. There's no question that you can only say tefila shemon esrei ad arba shos. In his power ad chatzos hayom yotzi dechavasa. Abu yotzi dechavasa bizmana. So this would mean that nimsa, what I underline, she'amiras pesuk ad zimra hi kechol mitzvah zasheish hazman grama. B'chol mitzvah zasheish hazman grama noshim peturas. Right, we know this. So if we're going to, again, this is what the halacha lemaisa about it. If we're going to connect this to tefillah, then you can only say this at certain times during the day. And after chatzos hayom, you have a very big problem of saying pesukei dezimra, the brachos of pesukei dezimra. Therefore, it's a mitzvah zasheish hazman grama. As we know, a woman does not have to say mitzvah zasheish hazman grama, and therefore, she should not only be mechayev in this, she should be pater. Except there's even more of a problem. So, he says like this in the underlying part again. Lefizeh yoseh shenashim turis mi'amiras pesukei dezimra v'im yirtzei la'amram einon rishus levarach aleihem baruch shama v'yishtabach lefi daf moran hashulchan aruch. So he holds kedaf hasvardim that it is usur, again get it, usur to say baruch shama and yishtabach with saying a bracha. This is for women. Why? Because they never make a bracha on a mitzvah shezman grama. This is the halacha that the Sfardim hold by, like the Shulchan Aruch. Shofar, lulav, they don't make a bracha on. Because it's a mitzvah shezman grama. And any mitzvah shezman grama, they don't. We, B'nai Ashkenaz, the Ramah quotes this, and he says, no, a woman wants to do a mitzvah. She wants to do a mitzvah. We're going to tell her not to make a bracha on it. No, absolutely not. She makes a bracha on it. This comes just to give you an example, a good halacha l'maisa shayla is, according to the Sfardim, I had this happen to me once, that we blow shofar. So now shofar blowing is over, and now there's a nevach, a woman that's stuck at home, she couldn't hear shofar blowing for whatever reason. So what am I going to do as the great shofar blower? I'm going to run to her house, and I'm going to blow shofar for her. According to the Sfardim, it is usur for me, this is the man, get it, the man to go to her house and blow shofar. Why? Because we hold that even though it's yontif, and on yontif you're allowed to carry, you're only allowed to carry things with sarcha yontif. And a woman has no chiyuv to hear shofar. Her chiyuv is not, it's a mitzvah sazei shezman grama, she has no chiyuv. Furthermore, even if there was a shofar in her house, she wouldn't make a bracha. I cannot bring my shofar to her because I would be carrying rishus harabim on yontif, which is aser if it's not with sarcha yontif. This is an unbelievable chiddush that the Sfardim hold from. But if you ever find yourself in a Sfardic community, know, don't blow shofar for women, you're going to get in trouble. And therefore, that's what they hold. So clearly we don't hold this way, and we would allow women, and that's what we'll see in the next tshuva of our contemporary posek, the Tzitz Eliezer, who will obviously allow this. Not only that, he thinks that even some Sfardim say that it's mutter. So he even quotes it. He says at the end that even Hanashim Shel Achenu HaAshkenazim Im Yirotzu Levarach Baruch Shemar Bishtabach Abusuk Ede Zimra and Lichos V'Yadam, don't worry about it. You can do it if you want to because you have to be Svarim Yecham Ramah. But therefore he holds to the Svarim that women actually, and I'm not sure if this is the way they pass it, I assume they always go like Maran Harav Avad Yosef, the Rishon LeZion, that they wouldn't make Baruch Shemar, women doesn't make Bracha. It's very interesting. However, this is not what B'nai Ashkenaz would hold. And the Sitz Eliezer and Chuba, when he's discussing about Mitzvah Saseh Shas Ma'agorim, specifically to do women make brachos or not, he says, whoa, wait a minute. And he says that, first of all, we should encourage women to say brachos. That if they wanted to Mitzvah Saseh Shas Ma'agorim, the Rabbanon were Mesakein, it's a chiyu for them to say a bracha, to do it properly. Just like we're Mechanach children to do it properly. So we quote the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which is actually quoted in the Chavadas as well. The previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, who wrote Shulchan Aruch, which he records, it was a great tribute to the Hasidim, where at one time the Hasidim were seen as ones who weren't ones that sit and learn, and clearly that wasn't true. We saw some great works. There was a reminder of a story, just to relate a story that I heard. That I was reminded of in the famous book on Rav Moshe, the art school, great art school sefer that they wrote. So they write that there was a famous machloikis between the Satmar Chassidim and Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Satmar Rebbe and Rav Moshe Feinstein. So clearly, Gedolim Sheik Gedolim wasn't a fight as you might think, fight. That was just, unfortunately, the students take the wrong message. And the Satmar Chassidim wanted to send emissaries to convince Rav Moshe Feinstein to not go according to his position that he had written in one of the Tshuvas. Fine. So apparently, according to the Art School Sefer, in a joking way, the Satmar Rebbe said to the Chassidim, how are you going to convince him? What are you going to do? What if he actually gives you his reasoning, la halacha? What are you going to answer him? I.e., you guys don't know anything about halacha. You're Hasidim. You don't. I mean, that's the way the Sefer writes it. You spend your day, you know, going to shachris and singing songs all day. You're going to answer him. Me, the Satmar Rebbe, he was a gogol to gogol. The Satmar Rebbe wrote. He didn't write the Sefer that I recorded before. He wrote the Divrei Yoel, the Shelos Tshuvas. Unbelievable. He certainly could write Svarim and Svarim. But so this was a great Sefer that Lubavitch put out. Really a Shulchan Aruch. And so what does it say? Legabe Birchas Kriya Shema, the Imratu Hanashim Levarech, Gam Sha Bracha, Shel Kriya Shema, the Gam Pasuk de Zimra, Birchaseh HaRishus B'Yodam. So, quite interestingly, there are many that are bothered with this Lashon of HaRishus B'Yodam. If they want to, they can. And in fact, the Sitz Eliezer of Wallenberg is very upset with this as well. So he says that, the Sefer Tefillah Kehilchasa, which quotes this about asking whether women say it or not, so they quote this in a footnote, and he says that Harav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, so he didn't understand the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and he says that how can it be? It's not that they have a shush b'yadam; they must say a bracha. He says, okay, maybe we're going to be makel with them and say they don't have enough time; they should say Baruch Shamar Ashrei and Yishtabach as we did before, but they have to say the bracha; it's part of davening. And he in the quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, himself says, you're going to tell me that they have no chiyuv in Pesukei Zimra. Let's think about who said the best Pesukei Zimra ever. It was Shiras Hayam, Azio Shira. We learned, what did we learn? That the Miriam and the women said Shiros, Mishpachos, Zmiros. So how can you say that they shouldn't say? They should say. And therefore, he said that he doesn't like the Lashon HaRishus B'Yadam. Okay, many say just because he wrote HaRishus B'Yadam doesn't mean they shouldn't say it. Maybe that's become the minhag. Maybe, as we know, women, it wasn't as popular to daven in those days. Okay. So he ends off by saying, the Sitz Eliezer ends off by saying that this minhag levarech b'ratzon chachamim hu gam v'karev edus anachnu ha-svardim. So he quotes that one of the Svardish poskim that he said that no, that he would bring down that it should be a chiyuv for the Svardim to say. He said he quotes this by Lulav, so he questions whether or not we can extend this. And just because the Shulchan Aruch paskin that you shouldn't say it, he's not quite sure that this doesn't apply to other halachas. And okay, so he says he's not so sure that maybe it applies, but certainly the Sfarim should do what they do, and we should do what I do. But clearly, we should encourage women to make the bracha on Pesukah de Zimra. The importance of Pesukah de Zimra, and that it's certainly something that we should say. So, what we've seen from today is an important point, and that is that there was a chiyuv to say Pesukah de Zimra. There's a chiyuv to say a bracha before, and that the Rabbanim were misakin this bracha, which possibly came from Anshei Knesset Hagadolah, even as early as that. That they were masakin a bracha to say, so that we should come to Hashem with this Pesukah de Zimra. And quite obviously, we explained, according to Rav Schwab, that this is mamish called de Zimra. The Zimra is that we want the connection of cutting away all of the things. We explained, according to Rav Cook, this idea of doing tshuva. Of each time we say Pesukah de Zimra, each time we say an Ashrei, we're coming close to Hashem because we realize how can we approach Him in Shemoneh Esrei? How can we ask Bakashos? How can we ask anything from Hashem without merely doing a little bit of tshuva and coming in front of Him in the proper way. And clearly that's why when we end off Pesukah de Zimra, what do we say? We say Yishtabach. What's the end part of Yishtabach? Habocher b'shire de Zimra. Melech elchei o'ilomim. What do we say? Shira l'zimra. Finally, we've reached the end stage of Pesukah de Zimra. Now we have the opportunity to combine Shir with Zimra. Now we have the opportunity to say that our Zmira, we've cut off all the external things that don't draw us close to Hashem, so that we can come to Hashem b'Shira, as we said, is the connection to Hashem, to bring us to this time to be able to say Tefillah. We're going to discuss in future weeks as well this idea of Ruch Shamar. Next week specifically, hopefully, we'll discuss about this very important halacha of not interrupting oneself between Baruch Shamar and Yishtava specifically, and why that would be a problem. Thank you.